For several years now, we've been helping you try to navigate the very bizarre and confusing rules regarding Medicare, and we have leaned heavily on one particular group in town. And this is a very critical time. 2 weeks from today is the deadline for the annual election period. And if you are currently a Medicare recipient, this is a very big opportunity to save money. Want to make sure that we connect before you this window closes with our good friend Liam Shivers, who's the senior health Medicare expert that we rely on here on News Talk 760. Liam, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. Thank you for having me on.
So explain what this annual election period does. What can we do over the next 14 days that can really impact our pocketbook?
Well, the December 7th deadline is mainly for people that have federally regulated plans, like a Medicare Advantage plan or a standalone prescription drug plan. So this is the time frame where we can do the review for you, where you can either change your options on an Advantage plan to see what else is out there. And there's no underwriting when you're going from Advantage plan to Advantage plan, or if you're going from a drug plan to a drug plan. So this is the only time of year where the government allows you to make that change, because prescription drug benefits are involved with that. And the government doesn't want you from jumping from plan to plan, because they have to monitor what's being distributed to you. So new plans are being rolled out for the Advantage plans. And obviously with the drug plans, we've talked about it quite often, where the formularies with these different carriers range. So for all your different tier drugs, you know, obviously your tier one, tier two are going to be your generic, brand generic, or your tier four are going to be your higher potency prescriptions. Formularies change every year. So with these different carriers. So it's important to do these reviews, because what might be the right plan for you this year may not be the best plan for you for next year as far as out-of-pocket costs. And I think anyone who's gone grocery shopping recently has seen that the prices have been jumping up a good bit, and it's probably put a crunch on your budget. So this is where we can help. We can review your coverage and see if we can either match your coverage for a lower premium, or provide some options that are available that work within your budget.
So, and you have shared some really great anecdotes and testimonials with me in the past about how much people could save, both on their Part
Absolutely.
D, their prescription drug plan, but also by maybe switching Medicare Advantage plans, or by going with a different model. Talk to me about how much, you know, the kind of savings that may be on the table here if you take action over the next 2 weeks.
The savings can be tremendous. We've been hearing great stories time after time here in these past couple weeks. There are certain carriers that are out there that have changed their premiums that normally were in like the $15 to $25 range. And a lot of these carriers are regrouping their strategies as far as like what plans are being offered, and they've jumped up their premium. So it's gone up to a couple plans have gone up to $30, some have gone up to $60. And if someone just has like a couple generic drugs, that's really not the type of plan you want to be on. But when it comes to like the Advantage plans, definitely we've been helping people, because there are some zero premium plans that have really expanded their networks with specific carriers that offer coverage for out of state and different areas. But you're actually able to get expansive coverage at a much less premium. And it's when it comes to these reviews that we do, we have success stories all over the place.
Well, I got to tell you, if I have one more former NFL quarterback pitch me on dental vision, it's like the burial ground of former quarterbacks now is to pitch these things. You know, they keep saying that it's zero cost, that it's free. We know there's no such thing as free in anything.
Right.
So what do we need to be aware of when we see these televised pitches?
Well, okay. So with the Advantage plans, a lot of them are zero premium. And the way they're able to offer that is because Medicare actually pays that private company a stipend, where they're able to offer a lower premium and some additional coverage. But where the catch is if you actually had to use it for what the insurance is intended for. So specifically, like if you were admitted into the hospital, most of these plans have somewhere from anywhere from $185 to $365 a day. Per day copay for being in the hospital. So if you're using it for what it's intended for, that's where the cost comes in. So if you had to get an ambulance, had to get an MRI, you know, a lot of different care, that's where these costs come in. So most of these Advantage plans have an out-of-pocket max of anywhere from $3,500 to $6,700. So for the people that we have really enjoyed the Advantage type of coverage, you know, area specific and for what mm-hmm. they're looking for, that may be paying like a zero premium, we actually have a couple different options that we may be able to match that. So we contour like a hospital indemnity plan. So even though you're still paying the zero premium, you're paying just a small premium for a hospital indemnity plan so that if you were admitted into the hospital, you can get like a per day benefit to match what your cost is going to be. So these are the types of things that we help people out just to try to minimize their out of pocket.
We, at this time of year, when Michigan snowbirds think of flying south, we often give out the warning on our Senior Health mm-hmm. Medicare show, Liam, that you've got to be aware that your Advantage plan may not be portable. And yet you got my mom into one that right. is. So what do we need to be aware of as we have both this election period and also the desire to seek sure. out warmer weather?
Yeah, and it's an important thing to look at. I mean, we have many stories of people that have had to see a doctor, whether they be in, you know, down south, Gulf Shores, Myrtle Beach, wherever have you, that a lot of the costs have been put on them because they're working outside of network. Some of these Advantage plans have actually expanded their coverage, where all it takes is for the doctor to make a phone call on the back of your card to the main carrier, and they'll open up a channel of billing with Medicare. So in a lot of different states, it works. And especially with the price that you're paying for a lot of these Advantage plans, it's really become a very dependable type of coverage.
Liam Shivers, we thank you so much. If you want a free analysis of your Medicare plan, whether it should be working for you, whether there are changes you can make that could save you big money, go to seniorhealthmedicare.com or call 248-230-8595. Liam, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, guy. Thank you very much.